Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, special, and divine, because those are all adjectives people use to describe you. You know, you are just so very, very loving, nurturing, giving, and uplifting, doing the things that it takes to help build up your community, your home, your workplace, that I'm just blown away by you. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! You are so very, very special and vital to the success of this planet. So keep on doing what you're doing, because you make God look great, and you truly, truly are appreciated. Well, today we are so blessed and fortunate to have someone who has a wealth of information and experience come on our show and take the time out to really develop you and enhance what you already have, which is a loving heart. But maybe you don't know what to do in every environment. Maybe you don't know how to network properly. Maybe you don't know how to move to the next level. Well, our guest, Raphael Sebastian, is a business consultant and a professional speaker who has worked with many top companies as a senior level executive, including Citigroup, Workplace Diversity, Sharon Son Group, GE, Sara Lee's Coach Leatherwear, and Dun & Bradstreet. His most recent client was Coca-Cola Consolidated, the largest bottler in the Coca-Cola system. He was responsible for providing strategic leadership and enterprise-wide direction and support for the company's sales, manufacturing, logistics, and technical services functions. Raphael earned his degree at Cornell University, where he was both successful as a student and an athlete. A champion in the community, he has served as a New Jersey chapter president for the National Black MBA Association, vice president of the Hispanics in Information Technology and Telecommunications, and vice president of Latinos in Information Science and Technology. He served as vice president of the New York chapter of the National Association of African Americans in Human Resources, and he also served on the National Board of Directors for Human Capital Institute. He was vice chairman of the board of directors for I Love Our Youth, Incorporated, a New York City-based youth life skills and athletic development program. He's the vice chairman of the board of directors for the Urban League of Central Carolinas. He has worked diligently to support fundraising initiatives for the Harlem YMCA, Siskiyou YMCA, and the Girl Talk Foundation, Inc. He also is a CYO and an AAU basketball coach and clinic instructor. Without further ado, help me help you by welcoming this man who is such a visionary. Hi, Raphael Sebastian. How are you?
Hey, Charmaine. How are you? Thanks for the introduction. Boy.
Thank you. We are so blessed and fortunate to have you come on the show today to talk to us about the importance of how to network and actively participate in the networks you find yourself in, such as colleges, businesses, and charities.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk about this subject. I think it's really important for people to understand the basics of networking, and no matter what environment they're in, and it really is a function of building relationships. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about building relationships, and not just relationships that benefit you when you need to have them, but develop really strong, substantive relationships with anybody, because everybody can be somebody important to you at some point along the road, you know, along your journey. And so, you know, whether you're in college, whether you're at work, whether you're in an organization, it is good to be kind to all that you meet and everybody that you meet in some way, form, or fashion. They could be helpful to them, to you, and you could be helpful to them at some point in your future.
I hear you. Now, one of the things that I think is critical that you said is to be kind to people, and not just because of what they can do for you, but because that's something that we should be doing in general. And also, if you respect people and treat people with kindness, it becomes a reciprocal thing where people will be glad to help you and help you along your journey and vice versa. And, I mean, is that how the networking system starts? Like, you know, when people hear networking, they get nervous. What exactly does it mean?
It all begins right there. I think you nailed it. It is about, you know, respectful behavior, kind behavior, and it's really not just for the sake of somebody just being able to do something for you. It really is. It goes back to being substantive and developing, you know, the relationship. And it begins. You don't develop any relationship with anybody unless, you know, you're kind to that person and they reciprocate. Reciprocate with being kind. And you know, as you start to grow and develop that relationship, then opportunities open for, you know, the two of you to kind of exchange thoughts, ideas, and perhaps even favors. But, you know, you really want to go back to, you know, what opens the door. It opens the door with hello. And after hello, everything is about, you know, understanding, you know, who that person is, and when we, you know, way before we get to what you need, we really have to begin with who you are. Because let's face it, you know, people help people that they know. People help people, for the most part, that they like. And when people know you and when people like you, when they experience you in a favorable way, they're more likely to be able to work with you to support, you know, whatever your initiatives or goals or objectives are.
That is so true. And making yourself available is a key to getting people to know you. And in this day and age where people hide behind texts and computers and not doing one-on-one FaceTime or even picking up the phone, I mean, that seems to be something that's a dying trend where people pick up the phone to say hello. People text all the time. How do you get to know a person if you're texting and not experiencing the person face-to-face?
Yeah, you're right, Charmaine. The whole advent of electronic social media networking, it's great. It's a tool, but I think most people have used it as a cloak and to hide behind. And you know, it doesn't really do you much good if you're just going out there and you're just a text and you're just an email. You might as well just be a resume if you're in the employment, you know, market, because it really is all about, you know, who you know, and more importantly, who knows you and what you can do. And you don't really get a chance to develop a relationship with a text or with a, on Facebook. That's not really, when we go back and we talk about developing quality relationships, we talk about having high quality engagement with people, which means coffee, breakfast. If they're long distance, then it's over the phone. Those little touches where you're able to kind of make a in-presence emotional deposit with that individual, so that, you know, and that's really, what I am supportive of, and I absolutely believe that social networking, electronic social networking, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other venues have their place in supporting the other networking efforts, but there's nothing beats, you know, that up close and in person touch.
That's the truth. And I love how you said to take the time out to make an emotional deposit. And, I want to spend a few minutes there for a second because, people are human and they have emotions and they have feelings. And, if I like you, of course I'm going to help you and go out of my way for you. And if I feel that you care about me and you care about what's going on with me, when I hear from you and you say, oh, I need help, can you help me? I'll be like, sure, no problem. I know this person has already invested time and energy in me along the way. So I would love to help that person do what they have to do. So one of the things that I recommend to people is take the time out to call, take the time out to send a letter. The art of letter writing is gone. no one talks about physically walking to the mailbox and dropping off a letter. But when you get a nice letter or a stationery from someone that says, thank you, I was thinking of you, or a card that says hello, that means a lot. For example, for Christmas, me and my husband, we made up Christmas cards, and we sent them out to people, and we gave them to the store owners around the way. And even though the store owners, we go into their stores and we purchase items from them, we were just like, we're just happy to be in the same neighborhood with you. And they were just so grateful that we thought enough to give them a Christmas card. And when we need something in terms of service, and there's a long line, they'll say, come up to the front. Come up to the front. You guys are our favorite, And we didn't do it for that reason. We just did it because we cared about them. But, when you do take your time out to make an emotional deposit, it goes a long way.
Sure.
And I try and make a conscious effort of thanking everybody with a thank you card. The art of saying, thank you for taking time out to help me. I have nice stationery. I write a personal note, and I say thank you. And so many people say, I haven't gotten anything but bills in the mail. I was shocked that this was a nice note.
And I think that's a great point. If we get that at some point, if we get to talking about, networking techniques, we would begin and end with, thank you. And the law, thank you is a lost art, and note writing, thank you notes. They sell blank cards all over the place. They're dirt cheap and nobody uses them, which is why everybody is so surprised to get one. But mm-hmm. It really does make a difference. It says a lot about you, the little extra effort, not a pre-printed card, but the fact that you've taken a little bit of time. So it really does go a long way of endearing you to that other person. You in the example that you described, at the store, I think membership has its privilege. And when the store vendor, the owner, the recruiter or whoever it is, they view you as someone different, someone outside the crowd, you will get special privileges. And that's uh-huh. just the way it is. That's human nature, and that's just how things work.
That's true. Well, I want to hear from you, the expert, in terms of 10 to 15 ways people can improve their networking skills. What would you recommend?
Like I said, I believe networking is, it's a conversation that begins with hello, and reaching out to find other people who have similar interests and similar objectives, and not just looking at it with your own radio station WIIFM. That's what I call it, radio station. What's in it for me? A lot of times people will make the approach. And they wear that on their sleeve, and they got a T-shirt, and they got a hat. What's in it for me? They hit you with a business card. I do this. I need that. I want this from you. That's as big a turnoff, Charmaine, as when men and women interact and one or the other is too forthcoming. You know, they walk up to you and it's blood out. Hey, this is what I want. You know, want to come home with me? That's such a turnoff. Well, you know what? In networking, in professional networking, it really is kind of the same thing. You don't hit anybody over the head. Even though in the back of your mind you might want to need something, you know, you can't hit somebody over the head. You have to start with the foundation. You enter on a level where, you know, it's a human level. It's who are you? You know, and you make sure that the engagement is about, you know, help me understand what you need, what your needs are. And that really should be, you know, the beginning of your approach. So whether you're joining an organization, whether you're meeting a person for the first time, you really do want to understand what their needs are and who they are. And that's the human level entry that I call it. And then at some point down the road, when you're invited to go there, then you may drop down to the business level. And I don't even suggest that people do that on the first time. You know, so never kiss on the first date, you know. So you're really just you go out there, you kind of get to understand who that person is, what that organization is, what they need, and basically, you know, you might throw out some things about relative to their needs, how you might be able to benefit from them. You know, one of the things that people don't understand is every venue is a networking venue. You can network anywhere, anytime, with anyone. You know, it really is all about building relationships and connections, okay? Choosing groups that make sense where you can add value and where you can contribute. That's how you have to begin with the approach, and that's how you have to start thinking about it. Then, you know, some of the other things that you want to do is, you know, you if you go to an event, if you join an organization, you know, what I say, or if you're meeting an individual, you don't want to just show up and pose for animal crackers. Okay, a lot of times people just go to an event just to be there. They stand around and they expect people to come up and talk to them. Well, you've got to take a risk, and you've got to be proactive in starting conversations with other people. You've got to be proactive in reaching out to them after hello. Hello is very important. You know, my name is, what's your name? Help me understand why you're here. You know, you don't have to be the center of attention. You don't have to be the life of the party, but you simply have to join in the spirit of connecting with other people with the understanding that, you know, I want to get to know who they are, what their needs are first, okay? And then the other, you know, what flows from there is, you know, you need to balance the conversation. Make sure the conversation is always balanced. You know, don't always dominate the conversation. You know, try to look for, you know, kind of a formula that says I listen more than I talk, because that means that I'm more interested in learning than I'm interested in overwhelming you with whatever is, you know, in it for me or whatever my agenda is. You know, does that make sense? And
it does.
And those are the things, you know, that I think, you know, from, you know, an entry standpoint that you want to do, and it all makes sense because it really goes back to, you know, building relationships. And some of the other things that you want to do, understand your purpose for networking. So if you do that, then you really have to, are you a job seeker? Do you want to join an organization? You know, do you want to get something from that organization or person? You really got to understand and be honest with yourself about what your objective and your purpose for networking is. And you got to, you know, when you do that, you know, it will help you, you know, manage that engagement. And sometimes engagements do need to be managed, and you just don't want to go out there with a whatever. You want to go out there with a plan. How am I going to act? What do I need to say? You know, and really prepare yourself for that, you know, engagement with the group or individual. You know, but do your homework. Before you go into any network and environment to network, understand, you know, as much as you can about that organization or about that individual or about that company. Everybody knows that. It's kind of an old thing, but sometimes people get in and, you know, they ask mundane questions which are boring or turnoffs, because, you know, like, why are you here, you know? And if you're here to learn, you can be an average person of just being there to learn so that, okay, tell me everything about this organization and tell me why I should be here. Well, that's the wrong question. It's more interesting, and it makes for a better conversation when people are impressed with the fact that you've done a little research about the organization and you can ask some more insightful questions. You know, the same would be true of you, and other people would think the same thing. So, you know, also be prepared to listen, okay? Don't just wait for an opportunity to talk. You know, listen to what people are saying. Listen actively. Practice all those active listening skills. Repeat people's name when you get their name, okay? Make sure during the conversations with them you are using their name. If you're in an organization, use that organization's name so that, one, it sticks with you and it resonates with them that you know who they are as an organization. People like that, especially from new people. You know, other things out there, you know, I think, you know, be careful how you ask for help, how and when you ask for help. Don't burden people. And it is a burden when someone just, you know, most people are not, you know, social, you know, welfare agencies where you, as soon as you meet them, they're there to help you. That may, even if that's their purpose, that may not be something that, you know, looks well. And let's face it, it really is all about perceptions and managing perceptions. So you don't want people to think that you're all take and no give. So just manage, you know, the doses and the timage and the timing of the help that you're looking for. All right? And you know, when you're you know, when you're engaging with people, you never want to be too pushy, too aggressive. You know, and be very sensitive to just how much, you know, the contact is willing to to endure you. So, you know, some people are type A personalities and may have never looked for a job in a long time, and that might not mean anything to them. But when you get out in the world and you're in the job market after a long extended period of time of after not having been in the job market, it's hard, and you may come off pushy or aggressive or needy, and you don't want to have any of those labels as you're networking. So you need to be mindful of those facts. If you're joining a new group or organization and you're a college student, you know, you really want to kind of humble yourself, even if you are a type A personality. When you're going into a new environment, you want to take it easy. Ease your way in with finesse. Learn the group, learn the organization, let them get to know you a little bit better before you really start to step up your game and take over the group if you need to, or if you want to, if that's your objective. But, you know, you will need to be able to have other people get comfortable with you before you can achieve any of your objectives. Otherwise, you'll meet resistance and rejection, you know.
Well, Raphael, I appreciate all that because we've come to the end of our show.
Wow. That was quick. Time flies when you're having
fun. It was quick. I know, and clearly there's more that we need to talk about and get out to people. And would you mind coming back for a follow-up on this topic? Because it's a huge topic.
It is a huge topic. I'd love to. Love to talk about it. Love to see people achieve their goals and dreams.
Okay, well, I want to say thank you for taking time out to offer up some pearls of wisdom to the listeners of Taboo Talk and to me. You know, when people who are in your position who come and help others with the knowledge base that you have is such a blessing. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. My pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me. It's been
anytime.
Great.
And if anybody wants to contact you with a follow-up question or ask for more information, is there a way that they can contact you?
Sure. You know, people can reach out to me on Rafi Online, RAFIONLINE, @AOL.com, Rafi Online @AOL.com.
Okay. Thank you for that. And to the listener, Taboo Talk, remember, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. In all that you do, continue seeking God's face so that you can implement the words of wisdom that you heard today, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, guest starring Raphael Sebastian, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainedaye.com. Again, that's ladycharmainedaye.com, which is ladycharmainedaye.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, my YouTube channel, and also purchase gifts in the gift store. And I'm happy to say that if you need additional motivation and inspiration, I've written a fifth book called Heed Simple, which will definitely help transform your mind, body, and spirit, and lead you down the road to a more happy, joyful, prosperous, and abundant life. So pick up your copy in the gift store. Again, it's Heed Simple, and it's in a gift store. And lastly, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. This ministry thanks you for your continued contributions, support, tuning in each week, and being the type of person who does what you do. I wanted to give a special shout-out to our sister network, Blake Radio Network. Thank you, Blake Radio Network, for continuing to support us and provide us with information and tools and guidance to make this show better and better each week. We appreciate you. And also to Blog Talk Radio for being our main place we broadcast at. We appreciate both our radio stations. And so you can get copies of this episode at Blog Talk Radio or Blake Radio Network, or on iTunes. Well, this has been a beautiful topic. We have covered some serious ground, and I'm telling you, play back this episode when you get a chance and write it down. This was some jewels that was thrown at you and given to you from a person who knows, because you don't want to be caught out there not doing what was told to you today. And you know what knowledge is? Once you know, you can't say you didn't hear about it and be ignorant anymore. Okay, well, Raphael Sebastian, we're getting ready to log off. I wanted to say thank you once again for being on the show. Do you have any final words?
No. Thanks for having me, Charmaine. This is wonderful. I hope it's been helpful.
It's been very, very helpful. Thank you very much. Okay, listen to Taboo Talk. Take care, and remember, you are special. Goodbye. Thank you.